At First Wesleyan Church, in the last several weeks, we've been looking at the names of Jesus given in the book of Matthew. Let me say this, the value of the name of Jesus is so super powerful. I don't know where you've been and what's happened in your life, but let me say this, if you utter Jesus' name in humility and with respect, Jesus will come to you no matter where you're at. If we use his name as a curse word, then that's not very good at all. But Jesus is just a breath away, and his name is the name that is above every name. In Matthew, it says that you will bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So we see Jesus as being a savior. He saves us from our sins. That's super powerful. I mentioned this a little earlier. Jesus as Emmanuel, meaning God with us. What a precious promise that is, that God is with us no matter where we're at. We saw Jesus as King. That's powerful. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I like the King. I want to be known by the King. I am known by the King, and that's a wonderful thing. And then yesterday we just saw Jesus as a shepherd and what it means for Jesus to be a shepherd. But there was another phrase that, as I was looking at this Advent season, I noticed another name given to Jesus. It was not Redeemer, it's not King of Kings, it's not Good Shepherd, it's not I Am, it's not the Way, the Truth, and the Life. And there's several, many more names, but the name given for Jesus several times in Matthew and then over in Luke was this name, the Child. I was perplexed by that because I thought for sure, you know, we'd have a big majestic name like Good Shepherd or Redeemer or I Am. But in the Gospel of Matthew, and then in the Gospel of Luke, there's a number of times where it says, the Child. Doesn't even give Jesus' name. There is one time in Luke where it says, the Child, Jesus. And so I just want to read those to you. And I believe they're going to be on the screen behind me. Maybe you brought some scripture with you. If you didn't, there's a Bible in the rack in front of you. But here's what it says in Matthew chapter 2. And he sent them, verse 8, he sent them to Bethlehem saying, this is Herod, go and search diligently for the child. And when you found him, bring me word that I may too come and worship him. Verse 11, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary and his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. On to verse 13, now when they had departed, that'd be the wise men, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, rise, take the child and his mother. It doesn't even say Jesus. Later on, until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. Verse 14, and he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt. In verse 20, Herod had died. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph. And in verse 20, it says, rise, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead. Verse 21, and he arose and he took the child and his mother and went to Israel. Now, on to Luke. Luke chapter 2. They went and presented Jesus at the temple. And here's what it says. Verse 27. And he came in the spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him what is according to the custom of the law, and it talks about what they did. Verse 34. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And then in verse 40. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Some versions have the word child capitalized. It's kind of interesting. Jesus is the child. I have four kids. Some of you know that. Some of you don't. And when we were naming our children, we tried to put some kind of a family name somewhere in the midst of their name, whether it be a first name or a middle name, or some of them have kind of a combination. Our oldest name is Bennett. His middle name is Kidd, K-I-D-D. We don't have any Bennetts in our family, but we do have a kid in our family. My paternal grandmother was Jean Kidd, K-I-D-D. I tried to encourage my wife to name our kid Kidd Selfridge. That kind of had a ring to it. You know, Kidd Selfridge. Doesn't that have a ring to it? But she didn't go for it, and I knew that probably wouldn't work as well. I have a grandfather, actually, and his first name was William. So I thought it would also be cool for him to be William Kidd Suffrage. Then shorten his name to Billy the Kid. Guess what his name is? It's Bennett. We thought maybe the reference of, hey, kid, would draw every other kid on the playground and would say, no, no, you all go back. We're talking to our own son. And they would be confused by that. Might have been confusing. So we named him Bennett. Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Master, Savior, Friend, whatever you want to call him, here in these two chapters of the Bible are, he's referenced as the child. Why? Even though he is not given the name Jesus in most of those, everybody knows who he is. Everyone. I wonder who that child was. I wonder if his name was Jacob, or I wonder if his name was Peter. I wonder if his name was Mephibosheth. I just don't know. No, everybody knows who the child was. The child was Jesus. Do you know Jesus? If not, I invite you to look at Jesus, who has thought about this Christmas season. The child grew up to be a man who died on the cross and rose again and is coming again. I'm glad he grew up. Aren't you? And he wasn't supposed to necessarily, because Herod didn't like the whole idea of another king coming. And so he ordered that all of the males under two would be killed. Herod had sent the wise men to find the child. And the angel told Joseph to take the child, not even his own son. It doesn't say, Joseph, take your son. He says, take the child. Take the child. In Luke 2:27, we see Jesus is the child Jesus and gives some reference, but then back it goes to a child. Maybe there's something about being a kid. Maybe you have a small kid in your house right now. Isn't life fun? As you wrestle with them through a Christmas Eve service, it's like, no, this isn't fun. Those of you who are not wrestling a child, isn't it fun? Don't you look back on those days? I just begin to think about kids and when they first start eating. Obviously, many are nursed or bottle fed, but then when they start eating on their own, what do? I mean, some of your kids may have done this. There may have been like a small percentage that picked up a spoon and started eating with a spoon, but most of our kids did not do that. Most of you didn't either. What'd you do? You just, blah, give me that, and all over. After a while, you're like, no, son. Well, I hope you do this. Well, son, why don't you use a spoon here? Why don't you use this fork here? Why don't you use this utensil? And then they try to learn that whole deal, and man, that can be a whole challenge in and of itself. When your child is growing up in your home, do they make their bed? Now, some of you adults don't, but, you know, that's, yeah. A child won't make their bed. Why would you make your bed? You know, you're going to go back in and later on. Who tells them to make their bed? A parent. Hey, you should go and make your bed. Some of you do. Some of you haven't chosen to do that. They get up in the morning, and what does their hair look like? Some of you are like, no, we need to do something with your hair. Who teaches them that? You do. We go through a maturing process. But maybe we should go back to having a childlike faith. Matthew 18, verses 1 to 4. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And calling to him a child, he, meaning Jesus, put him in the midst of them and said, truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes we make it complicated. I urge you to not make it complicated. Be humble this Christmas. Be a child. May your childlike faith will be the reason. Maybe this will be the reason why you prosper in the new year. Don't think it too simple. Think it valuable. Why does Matthew used the word child. Is he trying to disguise? Maybe. We don't want to say who he is exactly so nobody finds him or anything. Or maybe he's wanting us to see Christ as a child, a needful, wanting child. But this child was not like any other child. This child grew up. This child was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Even at a young age, he was the good shepherd. Simeon knew it. Some of you do that well, just so you know, and keep doing that. Some of you are adults, and you're not cranky, so thanks for not being cranky. And you see little kids, and you look at them and say, man, God's got something special for you. Some of you are cranky, and you look at kids, and you're like, quit. Don't do that, by the way. In 2019, make it a pact, or make it a determination of yours to look at a little kid, and look them in the eyes, and when that kid's messing up, like, man, God's got something special in store for you. If you have a grandkid, I encourage you to do that time and time and time again. And some of your grandkids are snotty-nosed, I get that, and they put food all over, and they even paint your carpet. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful? Talking to a child. Simeon knew it. This child grew up, and I'm thankful for what he became. If you're a child in the room tonight, if you listen to me for just a moment, don't ever lose your childlike faith. Don't ever do it. Here's what's going to happen. There's going to be all these terrible pressures that come on you. If you don't believe it, just talk to your parents. See if there's any bills. See if there's any credit card bills they have to take care of because of a present. Don't ever lose your childlike faith. Every child in the room, don't ever lose that. Don't ever lose that. Keep dreaming. Somebody told me a number of years ago, don't ever lose your laugh, Steve. Some of us have lost our laugh. Do you remember laughing as a kid? Because there was no cares in the world. If you're a child in the room, don't lose your laugh. Don't lose your childlike faith. God's got something special for each one of you kids. If you trust in him with all of your mind, soul, and strength, God's got something special in store for you, despite all that's there. If you are an adult, I know there are stresses, worries, frustration, and quite honestly, just a bunch of junk that goes around. You may be dealing with some of that junk right now. But I think one of the things God is trying to tell us is this. Jesus came as a child. Trust in him. Trust in him as a child. And don't get caught up in titles. Some have graduated recently and now you have a different title behind your name. Congrats. If you're a doctor, wonderful. Be a doctor. Same point in time, be you. Will you be a child this Christmas? I don't necessarily mean that you have to go home and as soon as you get home, rip it open, all your presents, and leave it all scattered over the floor. I'm not saying that by any means. What I'm saying is have a childlike faith. When Jesus was the most vulnerable as a child, God protected him from harm and destruction. May God protect the little children around us. May we protect those children, and may we be like children. So as you think of this Christmas and all the hopes of the new year brings, return or start for the very first time your childhood of belief. You've been crowded out with other thoughts, but don't let those crowd you anymore. Go back to when you were a child and say, but I can because of Christ. It's the most important part. Trust in the Christ child. Lord Jesus, thank you that you sent Jesus as a child. I pray, Heavenly Father, that each person here would trust in you with childlike faith. Oh God, I pray for each child that's in this room right now, numerically. I pray that they would grow up to honor and serve you with all of their whole heart. Even right now, there's a child within the sound of my voice that you are calling to something great. Oh God, would you call them and may they hear your voice and may there just be an outstanding part of who they are. Lord Jesus, I pray for an adult here tonight. They have a degree behind their name or they have great intellect because of whatever's come their way. I pray, God, that each of us would return with a childlike faith and say yes to you. Sometimes we get thinking these grandiose themes, and may we just trust in you and thank you for coming as a child. Thank you for entering our world so vulnerably. And God, may you grant us a wonderful 2019. Thank you, God, for Christmas time. Thank you for what it means for us. We love you and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.